Track 4 and more news stories. New bus rules come into force. Local bus and coach services will have to provide real-time onboard route and stop information as part of the government's drive to improve transport accessibility for disabled people. The new regulations, which came into force on October the 1st, require operators of local bus and coach services to provide information on the route, direction of travel, and each upcoming stop. The Department of Transport said the new rules were aimed at boosting confidence for passengers, including those with sight and hearing impairments, as route information will be clearly displayed and announced. According to the new regulatory deadline, newer vehicles, those first used on local services since October the 1st, 2019, must now be compliant. However, there is a staggered deadline for older vehicles through to 2026, with partially compliant status vehicles needing to meet the new regulations by 2031. Stagecoach was asked to provide details of its fleet in the southwest.
Ex-badminton coach is jailed for rape. A former coach for England Badminton has been jailed after being convicted of the non-recent sexual assault and rape against a child. Brian Furnow, 66, of Ipplepen, Newton Abbot, was convicted on 2 charges of rape and 9 charges of sexual assault of a girl under the age of 16 after a trial at Exeter Crown Court. He was sentenced on October the 3rd to 13 years in prison, ordered to sign the Sexual Offenders Register for life, and will be barred by the Disclosure and Barring Service. The court heard that the offences occurred in multiple places in Devon during the 1990s when the girl was aged 15 and at school. The victim reported the incidents to police in 2021 and Furnow was arrested in April the same year. He pleaded not guilty, but following a trial, he was convicted of all the offences. It was the second time he'd been faced trial for the charges after a previous jury failed to reach a verdict. Detective Constable Tamsin Dingley, who investigated the case, praised the victim for her bravery in coming forward 30 years later and for putting herself through a police investigation and 2 trials. She said, "For 3.5 years, the victim has remained steadfast and incredibly strong in her decision to make her disclosure to us. She never wanted any of this. She simply wanted to provide information to enable us to safeguard other vulnerable girls. In her coming forward, I hope she now has closure with the guilty verdicts and the sentence passed by Judge Evans." Responding to the sentencing, the victim said, "I would like to thank all at Devon and Cornwall Police, especially DC Tamsin Dingley and DC Deborah Ward, whose compassion and thorough investigation helped us to achieve justice. After a long time has elapsed, it is difficult to resurrect past trauma, and it has been a long and difficult process, but I would urge others who have experienced similar to come forward. You will be supported and heard. For me, my only motive in coming forward was to safeguard other young people, and I feel we have achieved that with this outcome. I will be forever grateful to my husband, parents, family and friends who have supported me and shown me love throughout."
Life-saving overdose treatment from police. Devon and Cornwall Police is joining some other UK police forces in making a life-saving overdose treatment drug available to its officers carried in first aid kits. Nasal naloxone temporarily reverses the effects of opioid-based drugs and is used when an opioid overdose is suspected and the victim is believed to be aged 18 or over. The drug is currently being used by over half of UK police forces. We are adding naloxone to emergency first aid kits in our marked response and neighbourhood policing vehicles. The availability of this life-saving drug will help us to safeguard more vulnerable people, and because the distribution is across the force area, it will ensure that we are not geographically limited to population-dense areas or areas with higher numbers of avoidable drug-related deaths. The rollout of some 400 kits started on October the 1st. It includes guidance on triaging a victim in an overdose situation and a card that is given to medics to notify them the naloxone has been administered. We aren't replacing paramedics, but naloxone helps us to stabilise victims while we wait for medics to arrive. Lives will be saved. The new first aid kits will also contain the 10-second triage system developed using learning from the Manchester Arena bombing. The kit contains a selection of colour-coded wrist snap bands that officers can quickly attach to victims so that when medics arrive on the scene, they can prioritise the most urgent cases. The wristbands are of the type which are often used as promotional or reflective high visibility road safety items.
If you go down to the woods, you know the rest. Dartmoor National Park is inviting people to a big day out in the woods event next weekend. Yana Woods will be the location for the day on Saturday, October the 19th, as visitors will be able to try traditional woodcraft skills and find out what makes Dartmoor's woodlands so special. Activities on the day, which runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, include making a besom broom for a witch, whittling a wizard's wand, exploring the rotten side of the woods by looking for fungi and mini-beasts, and recycling dead wood and getting arty with charcoal. There will also be an opportunity for exploration, including being your own nature detective, going on a self-guided walk, and the opportunity to delve into the secret word of lichens. The event has been organised with Natural England and is free to attend. Advance booking isn't necessary, although some activities will run in timed slots. Just pick up a ticket when you arrive to book your place on the day.
Plan to build on COPS sparks objections. A planning application for homes on a section of a Newton Abbot COPS has sparked a raft of objections. The application is seeking approval for two dwellings on land adjacent to 25 Lower Fern Road. The land, which is a part of Aller Copse, is owned and managed by a trust made up of local residents. The trust bought the land decades ago to ensure it would not be built on, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands, but it would appear the trust has had a change of heart. Interestingly, the trust is not named in the planning design and access statement. It is simply referred to as a trust. One of the dwellings proposed will be a self-build project. Tinbridge District Council received the application from Morris Architectural Design on behalf of Mr. Stuart Lacey. The application has prompted a series of objections, the bulk of which highlight the need to protect the area's rich biodiversity. A number of trees within the wooded area of the site are protected by tree preservation orders and thus cannot be felled, though none of these are located within the proposed development area, according to the planning, design and access statement. However, several trees and hedges within the proposed development area are not protected and will have to be felled to make way for the development should it get approval. A similar application for three dwellings on the site was rejected back in 2007. The government target date for TDC to make a decision on the application is on or before November the 20th.